So welcome to the special report about the toxic effects of GLP-1 weight loss drugs that lots of people, millions of Americans, are injecting on a regular basis. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me here. And I'm referring to an article out of Nature. This is a published science paper, actually. It's called The Risk of Depression, Anxiety, and Suicidal Behavior in Patients with Obesity on Glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonist therapy, in other words, GLP-1. Now, I just recently interviewed Dr. Brian Artis. I'll be playing that interview probably next week, and he brought my attention to this paper because he talks about this at an upcoming docuseries event that we are hosting with him and his colleagues. And I was shocked at the numbers that he mentioned, so I had to look it up myself. And sure enough, what he was saying was absolutely true. This was a study that involved 162,000 case and control patients. And it showed among those who are taking the GLP-1 drugs, there's a 98% increased risk of psychiatric disorders. There's a 195% higher risk of major depression, a 108% increased risk of anxiety, a 106% elevated risk for suicidal behavior. And so these drugs are being prescribed to people who are not only experiencing all the other horrifying side effects that we already know about, such as exploding colons, stomach paralysis, blindness, cancers, and much more, thyroid cancer in particular, also vomiting for months, which doesn't sound fun. In addition to that, they're also having psychiatric disorders and suicidal ideation. And now, you know, I don't mean to make light of people who are suffering under, you know, overeating, obesity, lack of exercise. I understand it's a struggle. I understand they're looking for solutions, but these shortcuts are not a panacea. These aren't going to give you the health or the fitness that you are looking for. You're chasing a pot of gold, and unfortunately, it's leading you down a path. If you take these drugs, it's leading you down a path of potential suicide or other horrific side effects as well. And you know, what good is it to have a thin waist if you feel like killing yourself all the time, you know? And that's the reality of what many people are experiencing on these drugs. That's why there's a multi-billion dollar lawsuit now that has been filed against the makers of the two most popular drugs in this category. And while that lawsuit is going to take many years to wind its way through the system, literally millions of additional people will be put on these drugs. Drugs that are touted by people like Elon Musk, by the way. Drugs that are being pushed by doctors and also being pushed by President Trump. Because President Trump says that he's working with the drug companies to make these drugs a lot less expensive. President Trump wants to make the GLP-1 drugs as cheap as $250 a month instead of the typical $1,000 a month that they have cost. That means that tens of millions of additional Americans are going to be injecting these drugs because they're being told by their government and their doctor that the drugs are safe and effective and that they're approved by the FDA. In reality, these drugs are causing people to vomit, to have cancer, to go blind, and to want to kill themselves or to suffer depression or other psychiatric disorders. So this is not a small deal. This is potentially one of the final stages of mass insanity of a collapsing civilization, which is the Western civilization. That we went all these years, you know, we used to be healthy back in the 1950s and 60s and even the 70s, and then everything became processed junk foods. And then after the FDA allowed pharmaceutical advertising on television in 1997, then at that point, and after vaccines were given total legal immunity in 1986, from those points forward, everything just became a drugged up society of very unhealthy people taking mass medications while the drug companies get wealthy and the processed food companies paying off the FDA and the USDA to look the other way while they mass poison the American people with nutritionally depleted junk foods laced with pesticides, herbicides, other brain damaging and cancer causing chemicals. That brings us to the point where we are today. A nation of obesity, a nation of cancer, a nation of cognitive damage, a nation of inflammation and chronic pain and infertility and a number of other maladies, a nation of type 2 diabetes, because, you know, we're still being told that it's okay to drink liquid corn syrup, you know? And even Oprah said to her audience that there's nothing you can do if you're obese. It's not your fault. It's completely out of your control. It's your genes. Well, I never saw Oprah's genes force her to eat a cheeseburger. I'm pretty sure she did it with her own two hands. And, you know, it's just excuse making on Oprah's part to make up excuses for people so that they turn to drugs and other dangerous interventions instead of taking responsibility for the food that they put in their own mouths or the exercise that they get or that they reject based on their own lifestyle choices. So understand that my core message as the Health Ranger has always been consistent, which is that you are responsible for your health, not your genes, not your government, not your doctor, not the FDA, not some drug company, not some authority. You are responsible for your health. And if you choose a bunch of shortcuts, if you think that taking a bunch of GLP-1 injections to paralyze your vagus nerve, to make you feel full so that your stomach doesn't empty, if you think that is a shortcut to health, you're delusional, and you're probably going to end up wanting to kill yourself. At least that's what the studies are now showing. And that's what's behind many of the complaints in the recent lawsuits, with another wave of lawsuits yet to come. Now, I want you to note that this study that found all these increases in psychiatric problems, they excluded thousands of patients from their study who had, in the last year, had any record of schizophrenia or depressive disorders or anxiety, suicide, bipolar, etc. So the people who, during the time that they're taking GLP-1 drugs, also then developed these ideas of suicide or depression or anxiety, etc., those were new conditions that the onset occurred after they started taking the GLP-1 drugs. And if you know anything about GLP-1, you know that the drug companies themselves use venom peptides that are originally sourced from the Gila monster. So it's a reptile venom peptide that is now synthesized because, you know, peptides are a very big part of the pharmaceutical industry, and venom peptides are a huge portion of all the peptides that are used to effectively paralyze people or poison people. I mean, think about Botox injections. That's a kind of poisoning to paralyze your muscles in your face, you know, to eliminate wrinkles, things like that. But GLP-1 is based on venom peptides from a reptile, an actual monster known as the Gila monster. And the Gila monster produces this peptide in its saliva, so that when the monster attacks its prey, it injects the prey with paralyzing nerve agents so that the prey will stop squirming, and the Gila monster, which is a pretty large lizard, I mean, they can be like 7 feet long, they're very large, so that the Gila monster can swallow the prey while the prey is paralyzed. Well, Big Pharma figured out that if you paralyze the vagus nerve in the human body, then the vagus nerve will stop working correctly. This is the largest nerve in your body, by the way. It goes from your brain all the way down in contact with multiple organs, including your stomach and your heart, etc. But if you paralyze the vagus nerve, then the stomach won't empty correctly. And then the food you just ate will sit in your stomach, just rotting for hours, and it will make you feel more full by interfering with your digestion. The problem with this, it should be self-evident, but if you keep paralyzing your vagus nerve, at some point, you cause permanent damage to where the nerve doesn't work. That's why some people are vomiting for months. One plaintiff in a recent lawsuit said that they suffered brain damage after, quote, months of vomiting. I mean, if you're vomiting for months, that could cause a lot of damage. And why are they vomiting for months? Because their stomach will no longer empty the food correctly and push it on through the digestive system. So if you start selectively paralyzing your nerves, you're going to have problems. We already know about the stomach paralysis problems. Those are widely documented with these drugs. But now we're finding that there are psychiatric disorders, which shouldn't be surprising because, of course, these venom peptides, they are circulated throughout the entire body. When you inject them into your torso, they don't just stay in your torso. They circulate through your entire body. That's how they paralyze the vagus nerve when you did not inject them into the vagus nerve, obviously. Which means that these venom peptides, a form of reptile poison, is also poisoning your brain. And when that happens, you suffer brain damage. And that brain damage then begins to express itself in things like psychiatric disorders or schizophrenia or depression or wanting to kill yourself. So these are side effects of being poisoned with lizard venom, or I should say technically the peptides that are patterned from lizard venom, because they don't go out and collect saliva from, you know, from reptiles. This is all synthesized in the laboratory now, but it originally came from the Gila monster. And it was originally developed by nature to paralyze things. So yes, it works as a paralysis weapon system in the human body. Every time you inject yourself with this, it's kind of like getting bit by a reptile. It's like fangs are going into your body and pushing in the venom that is designed to paralyze you. And this venom just happens to be given at a dose that paralyzes you only partially. It paralyzes your digestive system, but it doesn't paralyze your heart, so you don't instantly die. But by paralyzing your digestive system, then you have all these other side effects that we are talking about. That's why it's causing these effects, because it is a paralysis poison that comes from nature, used by predators to immobilize and consume their prey. And if you think about it, that's a very accurate metaphor, because the pharmaceutical industry is the snake. The symbol of the American Medical Association, the caduceus symbol, is two serpents intertwined around a staff of power. So the medical system knows that it's based on serpents, which is poisons, and snakes, which is also the symbol of Satan from, you know, Genesis and the Garden of Eden. This has been known for thousands of years. So the snake has become medicine. And Western medicine uses the venom from the snake to bite you and then to consume you, to effectively, in many cases, to kill people having been bitten by the snake, because they were seduced into the promise of believing that they could look healthy and thin without exercise or without making better food choices. And that's the seduction of the satanic Western medical system. It's to say, hey, you don't have to lift weights. You don't have to jog or exercise or swim or ride a bicycle or have a rowing machine or anything like that. No, you don't have to do any of that. Don't listen to God and the promises from God that you'll be healthy if you earn it. No, these promises are coming from the satanic serpent side of medicine, which is, hey, there's a shortcut for you. You don't have to work. All you have to do is allow yourself to be bitten by our snake fangs that are hypodermic needles loaded up with reptile venom. And then you too can look thin and look healthy, and it's FDA approved and it's doctor approved. What could go wrong? That's the seduction of the satanic system of medicine that is pushing these drugs on people. Now, there are differences in men versus women of how they react to being injected with venom peptides. According to the study, which is rather shocking, women showed a 216% elevated risk of anxiety and psychiatric disorders compared to non-users of the drug. So women are impacted even more than men. And if you look at racial groups, according to the study, the group that is most heavily impacted by this are blacks. So black users of this drug faced a 137% elevated risk. So this drug is literally a way to push black people and women into psychiatric disorders, depression, and suicide by promising them weight loss. And these same doctors that are pushing these drugs, they will almost never tell their patients, hey, you should stop eating processed junk food. Maybe you should eat organic. Maybe you should have a healthier lifestyle. They almost never say those things. They just say, oh, here's a drug for you. Take this drug. Oh, and you feel depressed? Oh, here's another drug for your depression. Oh, you have problems, you know, pooping? Oh, here's a drug for that. You have problems sleeping? Here's a drug for that. You have problems, whatever you have, here's another drug for that. And before you know it, you're on 10 to 20 prescription drugs and you look like hell. You're not healthy and you're injecting yourself to try to not eat, but you're actually vomiting up your stomach every day into the toilet, or your colon is exploding while you're driving around in your car. These are the actual kinds of side effects that people describe on these drugs. Does that sound kind of satanic? Yeah, it does. But it enriches the Western medical system. They make money, and Trump wants to make sure that these are widely available to the American people, where they specifically harm blacks and women more than anybody else. I'm not saying it's a racial bioweapon, but it does impact different races differently. And in terms of people wanting to kill themselves as they're on these drugs, from the study itself, it says, quote, the most striking result is the suicidal ideations or attempts of the Ozempic group, which showed an approximately 2.4-fold increase in risk. These findings suggest varied psychiatric risks associated with different GLP-1 RA medications, with Wegovy demonstrating the highest risk for conditions such as major depressive disorder and anxiety. So in my mind, it's not an exaggeration to say that these drugs are one of the reasons why Western civilization is losing its mind and going insane. We're talking about 31 million Americans are currently taking these drugs. 31 million Americans. I mean, that's a huge percentage of the population. And it shows that as our nation is becoming a more difficult place with more food inflation, it's much more difficult to be able to afford housing. We've got Trump running the ICE raids that's causing all kinds of anxiety and conflict across America. We've got people losing their jobs and being replaced by AI or just cut from a collapsing economy. On top of that, then, people are being driven to mental health disorders by the drugs that are being handed out or prescribed out by doctors as if they were safe and effective. And when you have 31 million Americans injecting themselves with lizard venom that causes psychiatric disorders, or at least a heightened risk, and that can cause suicide ideation, what do you think the effect is going to be for our nation? Is it going to be good or bad? And the answer, of course, is going to be catastrophic. It's going to be bad. Now, GLP-1 drugs are used by more women than men, and the highest age group that uses these drugs is people aged 50 to 64. That's pretty shocking right there. So they're looking for easy ways to lose weight, and they're willing to poison themselves, or they just don't know the truth about these drugs. So what's the best way to achieve lasting weight loss? You know, are there any helpful substances that can help you along the way? And the answer is yes, but you don't have to poison yourself. There are beneficial peptides, but you don't have to use venom peptides. You can review my interviews with Dr. Diane Kazer, K-A-Z-E-R, and she talks about oral supplementation peptides, no injections necessary, peptides such as SLUP or SLU-PP or 5-amino-1-MQ. And there are other peptides such as MK-777 that are possibly worth researching and looking into if you want something that's going to support your positive food choice and positive activity and positive exercise. But there's no shortcut that will replace wise food choices. You're going to have to, you know, stop eating the processed junk foods and all the seed oils, especially, and all the, you know, empty carbohydrates, et cetera, or liquid sugars, you're going to have to get that out of your life and start consuming wholesome foods and supplement with the vitamins, minerals, superfoods, or other supplements that your body might be craving. You know, one of the reasons that people are hungry all the time is because their body's craving nutrition that they're missing, because that nutrition isn't in the foods they're eating. So their brain keeps telling them, eat more, eat more, eat more. They're never satisfied because they're still not getting those nutrients. So when you start to consume high nutrient density superfoods, like what we offer at healthrangerstore.com, then you're going to find that your body, the cravings start to go away because your body's getting what it needs. And for many people, that's trace minerals. You can use trace mineral drops. For some people, that's magnesium. They're craving chocolate because they're missing magnesium, for example. And some people are craving snack chips because they're actually salt deficient, believe it or not. You can actually be deficient in salt. Some people over-consume smoothies and water, and I've been guilty of that myself. And when I find myself craving salt, you know, I'll eat some salted pecans or something, or salted cashews to get the salt in, because salt is necessary for moving water in and out of your cells. You need a healthy, balanced amount of salt. You know, and doctors telling you shouldn't have any salt at all. Yeah, they're out of their minds. Same as doctors that say you shouldn't have any fat at all. Also out of their minds. Of course you should have fats. They should just be healthy fats. And then also, there's no replacement for exercise, for some level of physical activity. And it doesn't have to be crazy. You don't have to be trying to do acrobatics or jump roping or, you know, sprinting or whatever. Just vigorous walking. Just walking can help keep you fit, or swimming, or other low impact exercises. I lift kettlebells. I jog outside and then I lift kettlebells and I do push-ups, and that's pretty much it. I mean, I have a bunch of different kettlebell exercises, and I do have a dip bar that I've set up in the forest, so I'll do crunches and dips and things like that. But I have a very simple exercise setup. It's not complicated, but it's more than enough. You can even do body weight exercises just with a chair in your room. There's so many things that you can do with just your body weight. You don't even need any additional equipment. Just with a yoga mat, you can do Pilates and you can do core strength. All of this is critical, especially as we age. If you're in your 50s or 60s or 70s or beyond listening to this, you know how critical exercise is just to maintain muscle integrity and bone density and mobility as you age. There are no shortcuts to any of this. There are supplements that can assist. There are natural peptides that can be of some help, but nothing replaces good food choice and physical fitness. And if you want to learn more about all these subjects, I encourage you to check out the now more than 30,000 free downloadable books that we've published at books.brightlearn.ai. And you can also create your own book completely free by just going to brightlearn.ai and giving it a prompt for the book that you want to read, and it will create it for you completely free of charge. So download the books. There's all kinds of books there about peptides, books about weight loss, books about fitness, about exercise, about healthy eating, about superfoods and nutrition and supplements. Again, 30,000 books. They're all free of charge. You can find them right now at books.brightlearn.ai. And if you have any additional questions, our health coach is built into our AI chatbot that's also available free of charge at brightanswers.ai. That's brightanswers.ai. You can ask it any question about health, fitness, exercise, dieting, weight loss, anything you want, nutrition, because it's been programmed with an amazing amount of material, like the world's largest collection of material on natural health and complementary medicine and naturopathy, disease prevention, disease reversals. You can ask it, how do I reverse type 2 diabetes? And it will give you all kinds of great answers. You can ask it how to reverse cancer. You can ask it anything you want. It's completely uncensored. But its specialty is health and nutrition and preparedness and survival and off-grid living and food production, food preservation, things like that. So check it out at brightanswers.ai. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can read more of my articles at naturalnews.com Or you can hear my videos, watch them at brighteon.com. Take care. Get ready for this Valentine's Day by giving the gift of great nutrition to those you love. Here at healthrangerstore.com, we've got a special sale for you to get those gifts with some bonus items. Now, this sale runs February 3rd through February 6th from 11 a.m. Central on the 3rd all the way to 11 a.m. Central on the 6th. And if you go to healthrangerstore.com/valentines, plural, you know, with the S on it, then you're going to see all of our specials. Now, we've got a lot of items on sale. Many of them are on sale for up to 20 or even 30% off in some cases with our third-party vendors. Got a lot of extra items that are back in stock as well. And we've got bonuses for you. So if you purchase $199 or more, you get this collagen stick pack product, which has 14 stick packs in it, all laboratory tested, really outstanding clean ingredients. You get that free of charge. That's what you're seeing on the left there. If you spend $299, then you get both that and the chocolate super protein, which is formulated on the Boku protein product line. That's available for you for free. Combined, those two are worth $70. So you're getting quite a bit of value back. You can use those as gifts or you can use them, enjoy them yourself. That's up to you. Some of the items we have on sale include the all-in-one seed kit, 30% off. Also the backyard seed kit, great for getting ready for springtime planting and food preparedness. A lot of products, 20% off, including our omega-6 healing cream. We've got the transdermal C serum and many other items. We've got 20% off on our super protein, our plant-based zinc, our golden flax seed powder, and so much more. And then at the 15% off level, we've got the 24 karat gold liquid gold nourishing oil from Nahaya, as well as we've got at 10% off, we've got bamboo, three-piece towel sets, bed sheet sets with bamboo cotton, and many other items there that are available. We've got also 100% organic cotton kitchen towels from Delilah Home. We've also got all the Bearded Brothers, the Yo Bars, the Yumster, the Mini, the Cookie Dough, Chocolate Brownie. Oh my goodness. We've got Almond Butter Crunch and almond butter jelly bars from regenerative organic certified companies and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com/valentines. In any case, you know that everything that we offer at healthrangerstore.com is laboratory tested. It's formulated with pristine ingredients, and also your support of us helps support this platform. All of our free speech platforms and our free AI platforms that are spreading knowledge and helping to decentralize information away from the central controllers. So by shopping now, get your Valentine's Day gifts early at healthrangerstore.com/valentines. Not only are you giving the gift of great nutrition, which is a great way to express love towards others. Hey, I'd love you to be healthy. Love you to have amazing food. Love to help boost your nutritional intake. But also, you're helping us create the free tools that help keep you informed. So thank you for your support. And remember, this is only February 3rd through February 6th, starting at 11 a.m. on the 3rd Central Time at healthrangerstore.com/valentines. Thank you for your support. Happy Valentine's Day.